Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want to move to a new letter of Paul, and we're moving to the letter of Titus. Now, Titus in many ways is like Timothy. He's someone that Paul has grown to love and to trust, and he's someone that Paul wants to give responsibility to in the kingdom of God. He's described as a true son in our common faith. Now, it's difficult to know how much you can read into that statement, but what we can say for sure is that Titus was not a name on a list. He was a real person who Paul had observed, had seen in his walk with God, and he was someone that Paul had the sense of, I can confide, I can trust, I can release this man to serve in the churches. And Paul had spent some time in Crete, and it seems that he'd had a lot of blessing and that there were believers in many of the towns. In fact, it says every town. So there had been a substantial work of God on the island of Crete. But Paul is saying, the one thing I didn't do was to establish a leadership in all the churches and all those towns. And we don't know why. Sometimes Paul just had to move on. Sometimes it was persecution. There were all sorts of reasons. But Paul had moved on, and now it was Titus's job to identify leaders so that the work would be secure. There would be good shepherds, people who would care for God's people. So he gives some instructions concerning the qualification of these elders. And because he's the same person who wrote to Timothy, it's no surprise that he's repeating a number of those characteristics. They're essentially characteristics concerning Christian character. The disposition of a Christian, the maturity of a Christian, the good marriage, the good family life, the sense of self-control, not someone who is blown around by every circumstance and difficulty. But although the vast majority of things are about character, there has to be the ability to teach. Now, he doesn't sort of score it out of 10, but essentially, if you're an elder, you need to be able to share with others the faith that we hold, and to be able to open up the scriptures, and to be able to teach people, encourage people, and lead people to an understanding. This is what it means to be a Christian in your community. Now, as Paul encourages Titus to do this, he reminds him that he does live in a difficult world. He lives in a world where there is hostility to the gospel, where there is fickleness, where people can appear to be believing one thing one minute and then totally disregarding it the next. He just shares, you need to be cautious, you need to realize that there are those who claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. It's a lot of things going on, and you've got to see through all of that, and you've got to discern what is genuine and what is righteous and what is good. And so, basically, the encouragement comes to Titus to establish good leadership. We must leave it there. We're going to pause for some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me just to reflect again on Titus chapter 1.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at these verses from the letter of Titus and the first chapter, written by Paul, obviously, as we see right at the beginning, and a very long introduction. These introductions on these letters are quite interesting, aren't they? Because Paul is very clear in his calling, isn't he? What he's supposed to be doing.
Yes, Paul likes to point that out, and often very humbly written, because although he has great authority and he's been blessed and used, he so often describes himself as a servant. Paul, a servant of God, and he was happy with that.
It's interesting because, as you were saying, there obviously were issues on Crete, even though clearly people had been there and churches had been planted and disciples had been made. But that's not the end of the story ever, is it? Because people can always, and sometimes quite quickly, fall away from what they were taught.
Well, that's right. And that's why a general sort of plank in Paul's ministry was to appoint elders. As I think I said in the first half, we don't quite know why he didn't do that, but there was a good reason, and he specifically says, I left you in Crete, and I wanted you to do this. He wasn't saying, I forgot, or I wasn't bothered. It's not that. There were obviously very good reasons why, having preached the gospel, seen some converts, he needed to move on. And so it was Titus's job to establish leadership.
It's interesting to see the kind of issues that seem to be coming up. He talks about that some people listen to myths, Jewish myths, and he talks about the circumcision group. Now, this sounds to me as a group of people who think that the Jewish rite of circumcision is something that the Christians should be doing.
Yes, I mean, this was to be a contentious matter for the early church. The whole sense of how much was a Christian also meant to be a Jew. And it really got quite hot, the debate about it. And of course the danger was that if people said, no, Christians got nothing to do with Jews, then you'd be denying all of the Old Testament. And yet, on the other hand, to exaggerate it would mean that you'd be denying Christ as the Saviour, born a Jew.
And this was at a time, of course, when many of the people who were being converted were Jews. They'd come from that Jewish background, and that was all around, that was their culture. And they were being asked to believe in something that was very different and that denied some of those practices.
Yes, That's right. They were being introduced to a way of life that, though righteous and good, was based on freedom in Christ as opposed to the legalism of the law.
Yeah. It's interesting in verse 16, he speaks of people, he says, they claim to know God, but by their actions they deny him. Just goes to show, doesn't it, the importance of actions in demonstrating what you believe even today.
Yes, that's right. The whole sense of demonstrating a knowledge of God by righteous living is so important, because being a Christian is not theory. It's practice, it's a reality, it's not dwelling in the past, it's getting on with the present.
Well, we're going to go on over the next few programmes to look at the rest of this quite short book, The Letter to Titus. So, Richard, for now, thank you very much indeed. So, yes, do join us again next time as we continue looking at The Letter to Titus in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.